Happy Monday, everyone. It is December.
We've been podcasting almost 5 years.
That's insane.
It's insane because 2019 is December that we were batch recording to launch the podcast.
Yeah.
2020.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I remember it's so funny because every time people ask, like when we meet new people at events or things like that, like how long have you guys known each other? I feel like I always continue to say the same amount of time and I'm like, it's getting, I'm like 5, 6 years. And we're like, no, it's like 8 years now at this point.
Yeah.
Eight, nine years. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's crazy.
You just go off of Carson because you were pregnant with Carson.
Yes. Yes. Carson. I met you when I was pregnant with Carson, right? No, yeah. I was a little bit before I was pregnant with Carson. I met you, I think.
Oh yeah. Cause I was the first person that knew you were pregnant with Carson.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Liz has been the first person to know about both of my pregnancies, all three of my pregnancies. Yes. Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And I feel
old.
I feel old. Yep. The kids, we actually saw, we were out for a date night last weekend and we saw someone from OCF, the old CrossFit gym that I used to coach at the restaurant that we were at.
Yeah.
People that I loved. And she was like, how old are your kids now? I was like 7 and 4. She's like, oh my God. I was like, I know. Cause they threw me a baby shower for Carson. And gosh, he's 7 now. It's crazy.
Life, 7 going on 17.
I know. He really is. He's such a teenager. And now all he wants is sports and all he asked for. I helped make the kids make a little Christmas list to give to grandmas and stuff like that. And, he wants Teeny Mates, which are these little like football figurines. And then he wants Phillies and Eagles apparel. It's all he wants.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, I can do that. He doesn't really want, the thing is like, he doesn't really want anything big. He just wants like new Phillies pajamas and like, you know, and then Taylor wants all the things all the time. She wants Gabby's dollhouse. She wants Barbie cars. She wants all the stuff. And I'm like, okay, slow your roll. She wants these puppets from her daycare that I need to figure out what they are. She's like, I want Primrose puppets, and Primrose is the name of her daycare. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. So we're going to have to ask her teacher and figure it out. But it's Christmas time, which a lot of times means actually not the joy of what you would expect with Christmas, but actually the opposite. And we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody else has been feeling this. I talked about it on my Instagram a couple weeks ago and everybody was like, yes, I feel it too. Just where things have been off. That would be just the word I would describe it. Talking with a lot of our friends who own businesses and there's just been a lot of fires and people are very emotional. And I know for me personally, I mean, my mom passed away December 8th of 2017. And so this year, this time of year brings different emotions, right? And that can be whether or not you've lost a loved one during the holiday season, or you've just lost a loved one and you're missing them, right? This holiday season. And that could be one aspect. The darkness and the cold here in the Midwest where we are is definitely depressing. All right. If you're dealing with water retention, you're waking up puffy, your ankles or your wrists are really swollen, or you can't get your rings off, and maybe you're even dragging throughout the day, no matter how much water you drink, there's actually a good chance that you're not actually hydrating properly.
Exactly. Because water alone is not enough. You need electrolytes. You need sodium, potassium, magnesium, because those things actually pull water into your cells. Otherwise, you're basically just flushing it out and wondering why you're still tired, you're still bloated, and you're still sluggish.
But here's the thing, most electrolyte supplements out there aren't helping you in any way because a lot of them contain things like natural flavors, food dyes, and maltodextrin, which can irritate your gut. And these things can also spike your blood sugar when you're trying to heal.
That's why we both started using Buoy. It's super simple, just trace minerals and electrolytes in liquid form. No flavors, no colors, no sugar, no sweeteners, and you squeeze it into whatever you are drinking, water, coffee, tea, smoothies, you name it.
And it's clinically backed by science too. So studies have shown that Buoy helps you hydrate better, 64% better in fact, and that's data coming from key blood and urinary markers, not just marketing fluff. And honestly, you can feel the difference. I've had many clients tell me their digestion's improved, they have less headaches, and they're better energy throughout the day.
And Buoy isn't just for people that go to the gym all the time and sweat a bunch. They actually offer a 35% lifetime discount for anyone that's struggling with chronic illnesses. Things like POTS, Hashimoto's, Crohn's disease, chronic migraines, and every autoimmune condition. They're really committed to making better hydration accessible to people who need it most.
I actually throw it in my coffee every morning because it's such an easy upgrade. You don't even taste it, but you're definitely going to notice if you miss it.
If you're tired of playing hydration roulette and want something that actually supports your body, you've got to try Buoy. It's honestly one of the simplest ways to feel better faster.
I feel that most days I have a pretty good outlook and we're going to make a great day, but it's definitely harder to have a high level of excitement and motivation when it's gloomy outside, right? There's just a complete difference in how you feel when it's sunlight. And when, you know, we have less sunlight, our vitamin D drops, which we know is really important for so many things in the body. Our serotonin drops, our melatonin rises earlier. We're tired earlier. Like I'm ready for bed at like 7:30 PM. And so our brain can kind of really shift into this low power mode. But the interesting piece about what we're going to talk about today is only 1-2% of people really recognize this is happening. Everybody else just kind of gets into what we would call this general malaise, or you can deem it seasonal depression, right? You might hibernate. I think in this time, some people also will go one way or the other where they're really excited about working on their goals. I know for me personally, like winter time is when I've always put in more of a building phase, right? So a goal to increase muscle mass, because with that comes a little bit of extra fluff that I wouldn't want if I am going out in a swimsuit. And I like a lot more flexibility in the summertime. And so that can be, you know, one aspect where people really get dialed in and they're excited about that, or they lose all focus. They stop going to the gym. They're not getting up as early because it's dark outside. It's cold. Your bed is nice. I get all of that, right? And then on the flip side, maybe they're consuming things that aren't aligning with their health goals at all. It could be that they're drinking more, they're eating more sweets, right? They're emotionally coping here, again, depending upon what the situation might be. So we kind of just want to talk about some ways to combat this and then just reassure you that you're not alone in the season. You're not the only person that's feeling maybe higher levels of stress, weird things are happening, things are breaking down, people are more emotional and just off, right? That's just the way that I say it. Cause I really don't want to put this in like a depressive state, but people just feel things are different. And it seems that there's higher levels of reactivity emotionally and more fires to put out is what I would say from our business standpoint in terms of just situations you're kind of having to handle because of those emotions.
Yeah. It was actually timely. I was listening to a podcast this morning with Mel Robbins and she talked about how she doesn't like the word mental or like the phrase mental health.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, it's happiness. Like it's, are you managing your stress? Are you doing things that bring you happiness and relationships that bring you happiness? And I think the hard thing about the holidays is that there's so much added stress on top of moms or families or whatever it might be because of maybe burdened relationships with your family or moms of, you know, we've seen all the reels. My favorite is the Snoop Dogg reel where he's like, I'd like to thank myself. for like Christmas morning. But it's just so much added stress and people, I don't think manage it very well. And so then it turns into, I have, you know, a struggling mental health state, or I'm angry because I'm taking it out on people, or I'm just sad and I, you know, don't want to socialize or whatever it might be. And I think it all comes back to how much we put on ourselves, and something that we actually spoke with our mentor about this morning. And what he talks about this all the time is like, do you spend time with your higher power every day? You know, like, are you visiting with God on a daily basis? And I'm so obsessed with my devotional that I use, and Liz is using it now too. And a bunch of people asked me about it because I posted an image of it this morning. Is like, it centers me every day. It brings me back to, this is the most important thing. And you are like, don't be something you're not. God created you exactly how he meant to create you. Don't, you know, pretend. And I think that's speaks true even through the holidays, because I think so many people try to be things that they aren't. And, you know, you try to be the most thoughtful person and get gifts for everyone and overextend yourself and all of these things. And it's like, who's really important in your life? And maybe it isn't gifts that need to happen. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe, you know, and so I think the seasonal time just puts this added, and it just gets bigger and bigger every year. It's just ridiculous. We're never satisfied. Kids are never satisfied. It's like, I know you do this too. We have the discussion with the kids of we're doing a trip after Christmas. That's like not a cheap trip. We're going to Polar Express. We're doing a golf cart tour at Big Cedar Lodge. It's like going to be a few $1,000s. And I was like, listen, we're not doing big presents this year because of that. And so we might get a couple things from Santa. My kids are still believers. And so like, but we had the conversation with them of, Yeah. You get one or the other. Like, it's,
I think it's also many people look at keeping up with the Joneses, right? Yeah. Or Joneses, whatever, because they look at, I was even thinking about this morning. So I've been seeing some reels from influencers themselves who, when you go to their stories, I got so irritated yesterday. I did not have bandwidth to go on social media and share anything myself, because when I have days that drain me, like, that's, my clients are number one and my business is number one. And so that's kind of a second or third thing that I'm thinking about. And I was just like, okay, well, I'll just check it and see what my messages are and respond to the ones that I can and then get to the other ones later. But on the stories, I was like, you just had a reel about how there's links and you're, you know, influencers this time of year, it's link, 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 yes. Like, for all these things, you buy all these things. But then her stories were literally link, 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 link. And I'm like, okay, so I just created my holiday guide. And I'm like, if you want it, I'll send it to you. Everything's linked there. I don't have to tell you all these things. Yes. These are things I use. I show you throughout my life, but it's here if you would, you know, like it. I'm just not going to promote that every day, 25 different times a day. I will promote the sales that I really think people are going to benefit from, because yeah, that is a good investment in terms of maybe health things, or it's an idea for somebody who was struggling and it can be a nice alternative, right? But at the end of the day, there is this sense of keeping up with the Joneses. Like, I also follow some creators who have like all these things for homes and how you decorate. Y'all, we are recording this November 18th. I don't know when you put your Christmas decorations up, but apparently it started in September with some of these influencers, right? Because they're showing us things. And I'm like, man, that's great. But if I were to use something and show it to someone, it's not going to be until right before Christmas, because that's not my business, obviously, but that's just like how we use those things. So it is, I think, sometimes, off-putting, right? When you just see all of this stuff and then you feel bad, you feel guilty. But a girlfriend of mine actually said, because I told her I was getting her something for Christmas, and she's like, no, Christmas is about experiences. Like, I want to experience, you know, with you. We're invited over New Year or Christmas Eve, all those things. We're hosting New Year's Eve here. And I was like, I get that. And I agree with that, but I'm still getting you this gift, you know? And so just remember that this season can really be all about you and what you want it to be. And don't worry about what other people are doing. I love the Mel Robbins theory, let them, because that's always a nice reminder that no matter what you do, somebody is going to have something to say. So anyways, let's run through these quick tips for you. If you are experiencing this cold winter malaise, just feeling low, things that I still do. We were just out yesterday walking. It was 40 degrees. Like, I've done 75 hard in the mid of winter. I don't have a problem doing this. I still, especially if the sun is out, I want to be outside. I'm using my walking pad a lot more, but number one is get that sunlight on your eyes as much as you can. You can bundle up. God created you to adapt. That's okay. Even if it's only for 10 or 15 minutes. And then I would say too, if you are someone who isn't willing to do that or lives in a place where you're not getting much sunlight, get a 10,000 lux happy light. They're $50 on Amazon. We make nothing off them. We've talked about the happy light for years. This is something that can just really stimulate your eyes and your brain and kind of mimic that sunlight. And that can give you that boost in serotonin, help regulate your mood. And then I also, when I do these things, I start to think about what I get to do in the day. So if I'm out walking, I'm like, yeah, I get to be out here. I get to have the sunshine. I get to go back on my computer. I was telling Becca yesterday, the end of the day, I was at my wit's end. I'm like, got to get the kids. I have all these things to do, but I love our business. I love what we do. And that's my mantra. I just have to remind myself, like, it's all going to come together. When you're feeling stressed, shift from that negative, I have to do this, to I get to do this. And that, you know, obviously doesn't mean that you're going to love every single thing you do, but you can do a lot with your emotions when you're actively and intentionally reframing.
Yeah, absolutely. You can supplement with vitamin D too. Obviously, in most people's locations, you are in less sunlight, especially the Northern Hemisphere and where we live in Chicago. So I always take vitamin D, even if it's lower dose during the summertime, higher dose during the wintertime. But low vitamin D is low mood, low energy, more inflammation. Like, most people need additional support this time of year. Moving your body. Liz already kind of talked about this. Brisk walk, mobility, quick strength session. Like, it flips on dopamine. It clears mental fog. Whenever I'm feeling really tired, if I can, I get up and walk while I work, because I know sitting is just killing me when it comes to my mental clarity and my focus abilities. And so I'm all about, like, even if you can't do that, get up and do 10 air squats before your next meeting, or 15 air squats before your next meeting. Like, it will get blood flow moving. It will get energy up. You know, keeping a purpose in front of you. So during the holidays, I think a lot of people are like, oh, I'll just wait until the new year. No, why don't you challenge yourself, even if it's just a little bit? Like, maybe we, you know, don't drink during the holidays this year, or maybe we don't indulge in more than one or two treats that are your favorite sweets during the holiday. Or maybe we challenge ourselves, no matter what, to fit in three workouts during the week. Or I could keep going on and on, like getting adequate sleep, whatever it might be, you know, making time for your spouse or your kids. We get that this time can be stressful, and it's easier to just like not add the quote unquote additional stress of keeping up with your health. But I'm a huge fan of kind of using this season as a little bit of a push season, because it's where you get ahead, because everyone else is lacking and submissing to, it's just easier not to.
Yeah. So recruit somebody with you, right? You could have a friend that you meet up with that meets you at the gym. Like, I'm doing some stuff on the weekends that are more like yoga based and sound healing and just stuff that I've wanted to do, but haven't done it because honestly, I'm not going to give up a nice sunny Saturday in the summer to go do those things. So I'm like, hey, I can do it in the winter. And then we're going to grab a, you know, meal after, and it's going to be great. And so that gives you girlfriend time, but it also gives you things that are supportive to your health. So I think having that purpose and intent is something that really excites me, because I'm a planner. I'm a type A personality. I don't know if anybody has recognized that if you've listened to the podcast, but I like to have things planned out. And I know for me, even if it is dark and it's cold in the morning, and I have a workout that is set for, I got to be out of the house at like 6:30, 6:45 to get to the gym, to get back home and get the kids dropped off and all these things, that's my only option. And so it's not even a guessing in my mind. It's just start the car, warm up, get bundled up and take some pre-workout and head out. And you're going to be so much more, like, you're going to be happier for doing those things. I think another big thing here is emotional sobriety. So again, there's a lot of emotional noise. I think having, like, for me yesterday and Sunday, honestly, we had friends over for Friendsgiving. I didn't really care what's going on in social media. And I'm hearing this more and more from people. Like, I don't have time to look at people's stories. I don't have time to watch all of these reels. I have to stay in my own creative lane and my own creative space and do the things that I know I'm called to do. And if that resonates, amazing. But at the end of the day, when you have all of these noise, you know, inputs, maybe some of them don't serve you and some of them make you feel worse. You need to evaluate that. Who's calling you that you don't want to talk to? Who are you seeing on social media that you don't like want to see their, you know, comments or political comments or whatever? Like, I'm so far removed from any of that space right now because it's like so distracting. And so really thinking about that. And along with this, that's opening the door and making space for calm. So finding your center, whether that again is the journal. I love that journal that you found, the 100 Days to Believing Bigger. Generally doing that, you know, in a quiet space with some, for me, I usually do that with my red light. And I'm really just kind of sitting in a calm space. You can do this with other things in your life. If it's journaling, if it's reading, whatever that looks like for you, to really just center yourself before the day and get your nervous system in a good space so that you can handle other people's emotions, because you are going to get a lot of other people's emotions. And as we've talked about before, they're gifts that you don't have to accept, right? And so they can lay all their junk on you. They can call you and bitch during the holidays and complain about this and complain about that. You don't have to accept any of that. Stay neutral, create space. I would say with this, the last two things here is number one, connect and don't isolate. So again, we do see a lot of people pulling back with these shorter days. But one simple conversation, one phone call, a hug, planning a coffee date with somebody, or going to get your nails done, get a pedicure with a girlfriend, go shopping. We have a shopping date planned with our best friends. Random Friday afternoon, gonna get off work by 3. We're gonna go shop for a few hours, and that's going to be a good way for us to connect, because obviously we won't see them at Christmas time. So there's still other ways besides holiday parties and binging and all of this stuff that you can stay connected. And then at the end of this all, number 8 here is create tiny things to look forward to. And this is honestly my favorite. Mm-hmm. You can share what you guys do. I know we got to wrap it up in a second, but we do this in terms of, we plan a really nice fancy dinner at least once a week. That's just something that we generally have started doing again, maybe on Friday, like ribeye, a nice baked potato, a salad. Sometimes I'll, you know, make a dessert or a protein dessert after, but it's just something that is nice to look forward to, because I also don't want to go out to eat all the time and then just be surrounded by so many crowds.
Yeah, no, of course. Nick and I typically do a date night in. other than one time a month. We do one time a month. I really try to stick to that. We do like a true date night. But we do date night in on Saturday night, and we either order sushi or we, you know, make a more fun dinner. And that's kind of our thing that we like to look forward to. And I won't stop that during the holidays, even if we have a bunch of other stuff going on. So, we don't get to see each other a lot during the week because of our schedules and because the kids' schedules. And so we make it really intentional. And then we try to do fun stuff with the kids frequently. So yeah, lots of stuff happening this season, but I think the biggest thing comes down to awareness. Like, are you aware that maybe you're in a different mood than you want to be or normally are? And are you aware that maybe it's cyclical and it happens when the seasons change? It happens when stress comes on like this. That's very predictable stress with the holidays, right? And so I think it's the first piece has to come down to, are you aware that it's even happening? Because that's how you start the change to happen from there. And hopefully these tips give you some ideas, but you do not have to be miserable during the holidays. You shouldn't be miserable during the holidays. It's not the point of it. So hopefully this has been helpful. Hopefully you felt like we were speaking to you, because I think a lot of people feel this way. And happy December.